last week our ustaz had gone for imtihan, examinations, to a place called Kokstad, right? So, ustaz were told of this child there could come and take the child's imtihan. So it's not normal. Normal, the child comes to the madrasa to take the imtihan. So it's a special case. So what happened? Now this child was playing with a bike and he met up with an accident. So Kokstad doesn't have all the hospital facilities. They lifted the child from RB Boyd and they brought him to Marisburg Hospital. The wealthy people, so they had all the best doctors to attend, specialists, everybody. They all say, it's irreversible, the child is in a coma, you can't reverse this. Gone. He is gone, he can't come back. They checked him, tried everything in the medical field, tried everything. But you're not going to reverse this thing. He's going to have trauma, he's going to in a coma. Now you just have to wait for the full stop. That's all. Now, all the doctors, they lost him. In the meanwhile, the parents of this child, both of them are making dua to Allah Ta'ala. But the wordings of this parent, that was something that really touched me. So Allah Ta'ala, you could restore the sleepers in the cave after 300 years. What restricts you? See that? What stops you, Allah Ta'ala? And then he went on, so Allah Ta'ala, we have changed. You know, you favored us, but we didn't do the right thing, we changed, going to wrong. But Allah, you don't change. You never change. That compassion in you never changes. Your mercy doesn't change. Your forgiveness doesn't change. You don't change. You are as you were, and you will be like that. So, conditions don't influence you. You are beyond conditions. You don't change. They kept on making dua for their child, right? And you can understand, if there's only one boy, and how they cry, right? Making dua. Child is in a total coma. They're putting pipes here, pipes everywhere for the air, food, etc., whatever. No response. After 3 weeks, the child gets up. Hey, what's all these poor pipes? Can you hear? She goes. The oxygen thing, you put a plaster or something afterwards. The father asks him, "Bhai, what happened exactly? Tell us what happened." He says, "Last night, Rasulullah Paksan appeared in my dream. And Rasulullah Paksan passed his Mubarak hand over my head, said, you'll be all right. No problem, you'll be all right. Kissed me on the cheek and said, you'll become a hafiz. You'll become a hafiz." And the fourth message he gave was, "Convey my salams to your dadi." So this couple, what they were doing, later on I got to know that this boy was in the madrasa from around the maybe 80s, 90s, long time. This boy, whose child, went into this accident. So later on I got to know that what was the amal. He says, Misham is telling them that because of the barakat of the Durood Sharif that you were reciting on a Friday, you know that after Asr, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyul Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallam, for doing it regularly and you got your children on your side, the barakat of that had been restoring, Allah was restoring your child's health. See that? So, you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't lose hope. You don't become despondent. At any time, the kafir becomes, إِنَّهُ لَا يَسُمِ رُوحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. The kafir, he loses hope. And Muslims, or mayusi, you're the kafir ka kafir. So that's a kafir to lose hope in Allah ta'ala, to become despondent, is not a Muslim's work. Now we're anxious to know, but what was so special about the dadi that Nabi Sallam says, and convey my salams to your dadi. So there must be something great about this dadi that Nabi Sallam had to convey salams to the dadi. So they found out, they made out that she does two things, it's too prominent. Very bashful she is. And she gets up every morning without fail, 2 o'clock in the morning, until Ishraq. And then she doesn't go to shops, bazaars, functions, wedding reception. Right? Of course, if someone passed you, that's a different thing. But all these type of functions, wedding and all, she doesn't go out to this. Because you know, now you can't control something you can't control. You have to accept it. But now, she has to pay something to earn this. Right? That woman that stayed from me, she lost her shape. She didn't gym all the right. But I say that one salam she earned from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, see, doesn't he pay the price for all the gymming, all the dieting, everything, all the makeup? One salam that she got. And then for the perhaps the mother's sacrifice also, the daddy's sacrifice, Allah Ta'ala restored the health of this child, where the doctors wrote him off, no hope. But this woman was crying. She didn't give up. When she didn't give up, Allah Ta'ala showed it to her. So, khuda ke haan kabhi der hoti hai. There may be a little bit of a delay for things to be answered. But, and der nahi hoti. It's not that Allah has forgotten. Don't ever think that Allah has forgotten.